I need something that I can share. But then if I share straight from the raw fed himself, will be all muddled up and all over the place. So I did a search, and you know, sure enough, Chris Patton, he's the CEO at this way at work. I put it in a PowerPoint so that we could follow. And eventually I will tell you what this blue sheet is all about. Now imagine if you went for a 3D movie in a cinema. You get your ticket, and it, you know, they dispense you the 3D glasses, right, Paul? Imagine you went in there without your 3D glasses. What is your experience? What would be your experience? You know, short of like everybody getting excited and you're just, huh? I don't see the point. Thanks for reminding me, son. Harish. Your tithes and offering, let's get that out of the way. Could you pray, Harish, please, for...
Lord, thank you for all the provisions you've given us. There is nothing that we have that we can claim for our own. And your ways are mysterious and beautiful. You give us everything and make us bring back a part of it to enjoy with you. I feel like a child who got pocket money from his dad, and then he's buying a Father's Day gift. I am blessed, and it's so happy to do it. We bless this in your name.
Thank Amen. You. Thank you, Harish. So, coming back to 3D and a shot of the experience of enjoying the production, you'll be left wondering what happened. Like, I don't see the point. So likewise, in the house of the Lord, it's spirit, right? Spirit to spirit, the Holy Spirit telling us, communing with us. And it's our spirit that's going to, you know, connect with Him and understand what the Word is being revealed. Like I said, one of my hearts, the caveat is I'm not a good speaker. I'm just sharing. I take it from there. Since coming to the Lord, one of my soul desires, see souls being saved. One of our mandate is go make disciples. In the end of Matthew, we read. We all call ambassadors, all of us, right? And looking at that 2 Corinthians 5:20, What is the definition? We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. In the Message Bible, it says God has given it the task of telling everyone what He is doing. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ Himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. And then amplified, so we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making His appeal to us. We, as Christ's representatives, plead with you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. Well, all right. That's a mouthful, isn't it? So, first question asks, what is an ambassador? What exactly is an ambassador? He's a dignitary whose full-time job is to live for a period, usually years, in a foreign land, intentionally building relationships with the people native to that land, and purposely representing to those people the desires of his king. All right. Now let's break this down further. Okay, in that whole statement we just read, let's break this down further. Yeah, I'm taking too long. We're not going to rush through, all right? We're going to take our time, understand, and may encourage you, may disappoint you. No, it's always encouraging in the house of the Lord. Never disappointment. When Father gives things, it's always good. All right, dignitary. What is a dignitary? When you talk to But dignitary, he's not a nobody. He's somebody. He's got power. He's got rank. Right? He's important in his office. What he sees gets executed, gets done. Now, if some say U.S. would send to a foreign country ambassador with no authority, no knowledge, no rank, then what the heck? You know, would that be a success? You send somebody who doesn't have power, can't speak on the government's behalf, everything, you say, let me check. No, there'll be total failure. It really defeats the meaning of, dignitary. Now, the same with us, being children of God. Whether you realize or not, you are all dignitaries in the eyes of God. All right? The one who created everything, the creator of the universe, he lives in us. And that's how powerful, how mighty each one of us is. Even, in a finite mind, we can't really comprehend God, the creator, living in us. But if the Holy Spirit dwells in us, and the same power that resurrected Christ from the dead lives in us, that power is on the tip of your tongue. Little do you realize it. Okay? Now, you live in a foreign land. Remember, the role of ambassador is to, in a foreign land, get acquainted with the local people, not just the affairs, but in everything. But his sole mandate is to declare to the local people the desires of his king, where he comes from. Right? Spiritually speaking, that's the same thing too. This earth is not our home. Right? We always call, in the scriptures, we read in 1 Peter 2:11, we're called aliens or strangers here. The earth is where we are to live for a period, but it's not where we belong. We belong in heaven with our Father, and we're only here for a short period of time. Though ambassadors relocate to foreign land and commit to living while on the job, he also knows that at any time he can be called home. Ambassador goes into the job knowing it will not last forever. At some point, he will have to return to his home country. Like us, it's the same thing too. We'll be called home one day, some sooner than others. Whether we have long stay here or a brief tenure, we know it's only temporary. Like in Job 14, verse 1 to 2. We have a job to do while we're still here, but eventually we will all be called home. We build relationship. So ambassadors build relationship with the local people. And the desire is to, tell them about his king. So same thing, we build relationship with the people here, found in Matthew 9 and 10. We learn what makes the people tick, how to study their needs, meet their needs. We meet them where they are, we help them, and we build relationship. And then, why do we do that? So we can represent the desires of the king. So we need to know that God loves them. We need them to know. Since we know that God loves me, I'm representing him. But to those who don't know the love of God, haven't experienced the love of God, ours is to just build a relationship, get to know them, be friends, and express to them the Father loves them just as well. Now, ambassador for Christ, what does it really mean? It's a full-time job. Okay? He's always on call, ready to meet anyone, not postponing any opportunity to advance the king's desire. Same thing like us. Ambassador for Christ ourselves is a full-time job. Whether in church on Sunday, on the job site Monday, we are to represent the desires of our king to all the people around us. Well, bad news, part-time is not available. Now, this job can't be taken on a part-time basis. Right? Sometimes we think it's up to the missionaries to be ambassadors. It's somebody else's job. Now, that is something we shouldn't fall into the trap. You know, we are all called to be full-time ambassadors. It's fulfilling the responsibilities of the job always. So, there is an intention and purpose in doing all this. The ambassador is actively pursuing, not passively, but actively pursuing. He's not going to sit around and wait till somebody calls, can you come and meet me and tell me about your country? Can you come and tell me where you're from? No, it's the other way around, right? So likewise, us being children of God, many times we just, you know, mention God only on Sunday or in any conversation when somebody talks about being a Christian, then our ears perk up. We're too afraid to break the ice and say, I am blessed, right? We have to break the mold of being embarrassed for Christ. We have to break that stigma that, oh, you're a Christian. Yeah, so what? I'm still human. I still sin, but God has redeemed me. I'm not perfect. I'm work in progress. Right? Humility is always key. Now, there is an urgency. There's an urgency. And in 2 Corinthians, he says, we plead on Christ's behalf. 2 Corinthians 5:20, we read, we plead. God is appealing to us, and he's pleading. Appealing and pleading. These two words connotate urgency. Time is the essence. Right? Time is ticking away. Little do you know, every second, every minute that passed by is behind, and you can't redeem that. So we're not guaranteed tomorrow, and neither are those who are lost without Jesus. There's no time to waste. We need to be acting, and we need to be doing it now. All right. Where do they work? Ambassadors work. All right. So the workplace, we think ambassador's workplace is in the office. Nah, not really. There is the office, that's true. But it takes place mostly outside the embassy. It takes place where the people are the grassroots, the local people, events, get-togethers. It's always outside the embassy, not within the embassy. He's always being active and intentional. So can you see, in the world, ambassador is always there in an event. Likewise, being a child of God, be active and be intentional in everything we do. Sometimes don't be the mistake, make the mistake of speaking the right thing at the wrong place. Quoting the Bible in the Bible and verses in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's always that yielding and submitting to the Holy Spirit as when it's the right time. And through the process of walking with the Lord in this marathon, the spiritual marathon we are in, our ears develop a sensitivity to the voice of the Holy Spirit as when to speak in love. Okay. Oops. The role of the embassy, and is the embassy the church? Okay. So every time ambassador has a moment, he will connect with his king. He will commune, connect, and get the latest development, what's happening in the home country. And this is much I've shared, what's new, what's making progress, what's coming down the pipe. Likewise, being child of God, we always hear the heart of the Father. Being ambassadors here, we hear to the voice of the Holy Spirit, Father, what's happening? We see so much turmoil in this land. If I'm representing the kingdom of God, how can I bring good news to those that need it? I have a friend. I can bring him, talk about the desires of my king. But if my friend is struggling financially, emotionally, whatever it is, I need to try to meet that, then share the good news. There are times, if this has been shared by Pastor John many times and again, people are watching your words. Doesn't speak truer than your actions. You can say anything and everything, but if your words don't even, your actions don't even line up, whatever you say, people just don't trust you anymore. You're just words, right? So your action will speak louder than any word you say. So, is the church the embassy? So, if the church is the embassy, then we are called not to sit and wait until someone comes to us and asks us about Jesus. We are called actively to build relationship with the lost that are outside the church, outside the building. The church is not just building. The church is us. Being the church. We are the church, right? So wherever we go, taking the desires of our king, let's influence them, let's in the community, in the home, let's be the fragrance, be the salt, be the hope for those around us that has given up, that are those have been burnt in church circles. Sometimes there are those. And I'm speaking to matured Christians. You are all not babies in Christ. You are all matured, oaks of righteousness, all of us. And it's just a gentle reminder that being out there, you are the fragrance of Jesus. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light. You are what the people are looking for, right? Our focus is to represent Jesus and point others towards Him. Don't let ourselves ever relax and simply wait for others to come and ask us. That's not the job of ambassador. So the church has a role. The church has a role to communicate with others and teach them or tell them about King Jesus. And in the church at the same time is where we develop strategies. We've been taught this is a healing body, this is a healing church. We've been taught and taught really well. That's a strategy. Society is sick. Society seeks a healer. Society seeks a listener. Society is looking for solution. Society is looking for love. And you have the lover of your soul living in us and walking. You are the epitome of Jesus Christ Himself, the hands and feet in society. If they are seeking, why aren't they finding? Is it because we are swimming in the same current as them? Or are we meant to be made differently, being an ambassador? So, go and make disciples. Not followers, not hearers, not listeners. Disciples. Those were the days when people dab orange robes and hit the symbol and Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Those were the days we've seen in the 60s, 70s when the hippie culture came out. You know, and Beatles made them even more popular. And everybody thought that, oh, they reached Nirvana. You know, smoking some joint and making them feel good back in the 60s, 70s. And then, you know, hey, those are like disciples. But in today's environment, we don't dress up in robes. We don't dress up and shave our head and declare, you know. People will easily recognize you when the storms of life come and see you standing strong. Not only that, see you smiling. And see, and over time, they will see you, and over time, you're still smiling. That's when they get perplexed and say, well, now that's different. Sometimes we can be smiling, but then, like limestone, it thinks it's so solid, under pressure is applied, limestone just turns to powder, crushes. But when the pressure is applied, and you're still standing, that's where it makes a difference. But we're not all that perfect yet, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, those pressures come, and I run into the rock who's my refuge and my fortress, and Jesus is my strength and is my comforter, and I declare, and my ears hear what my mouth is saying, that even God is my healer, He's my provider. We declare and stand strong, and look at the eyes of adversity as it comes, it faces you, and then you tell, this too will pass. It will pass. Stay strong. Stay strong. So here's a couple of questions. Do you do most of your work at the embassy or in the field? Rhetorical questions. Now, what part of the ambassador's work do you struggle with? Finally, what action do you really need to take? Blueprint for life. In my previous work in project management, before the final document, the blueprint is printed, we go to many iterations or many discussions and meetings with every trade in the business. If I'm doing video conferencing, my job is to look exactly where I should place the screen, the projector, get the maximum utilization of the room capacity so that every audience can have maximum benefit in seeing what's being presented. So that's my portion of the discussion when we meet with the owners, the contractors, and all the tradespeople. And then I would tell the electrician where I want the power, where I should have, you know, where it should be and what's the standard and whatnot. And then the plumbers will come and say, okay, this is where we want the pipings to go. The HVAC will come, and each trade will come and discuss in the initial iteration where things should be. And then we did so discuss, the architect would take note and start drawing up the plan, send it all out to the tradespeople. I'll get a copy and I look at it and I say, oh, that's wrong. And I make some amendments to the script and to the drawing and send it back. Okay, this is in the wrong place. I wanted this in this location and this height, this width, and how many feet away from the door and whatnot. So there'll be a couple of to and fro from each trade. Bang, 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 bang. The last one, everything's agreed, okay, everybody, each trade will agree and finally come, okay, sign off on it. And then it goes finally to the architect for final drawing. And the final drawing is IFC, the issue for construction. All right, there's a final blueprint. So, okay, IFC is ready, and we date it. That is ready. No more iterations. Nobody has any more things to say. Unless that's a last-minute addition. We forgot one room. Okay, then there's a revision coming up. Can you imagine we have a blueprint, the Bible. that's a final IFC. Let's call it IFL, issue for life. And that's a blueprint. Everything we need for our life here, everything we need to be ambassador, everything I need to represent Jesus Christ in my walk is in this blueprint. If I don't dwell in it, if I don't meditate, if I don't know it, then it's not his fault. It's actually my fault. Right? We heard many times the preaching of the word. We heard many times healing souls, like you shared, a walk is a marathon. And let's not forget that every time when we meet here, there are those who doesn't know, they're still looking for the Father's love. There are still those who are contemplating, I need to go back to my father's home. I've squandered everything. And there are those who still say, you know, I want my own money. I want my own life. I want to live my own life. And Father God, his prodigal father being here, say, sure, you know, we're all given a choice. We're all given a choice to receive, not just receive, but to give back, to declare, to just say. Like I used this illustration before, I use it again, like baking a cake. I'm no baker, but I can cook. But like cooking something, you don't just need one ingredient. You use many ingredients to bring out the flavor of the food. Everything said and done, you forgot the salt. Still not good, brother. Not good, sister. There's no taste, man. Something's not right. Forgot the salt. Dude, what's going on? So there's so many ingredients. So likewise, in a church like we have, every one of us is critical, crucial, needed, vital to the success of representing him faithfully, diligently, patiently, enduring, sustaining, and bearing with those who still don't know him, cursing him, rejecting him, and not only in those that shun him, and it sometimes frustrates you till no end, because can't you guys see? Because they can't see yet. Not yet. Because the Father's desire is everyone. God so loved the world, everyone. Right? I encourage you, our year starts September. Every, the new year starts September. And like I prayed before, church being a healing church, there should be people standing, waiting in the house of the Lord. Every chair that's put out is a soul, potential soul, waiting to be reconciled. There are still time. Each morning when we wake up is an evidence of God giving us yet another time, 24 hours, to be mad, to make a difference. Mad at the devil, but make a difference for the Lord. Sometimes we seek and we chase a lot of things. We chase after dreams. We chase after a lot of things. But let's chase after souls. I used to fish a lot those days. I'd go a whole day without fishing. I mean, I'll go 45 minutes or an hour away, drive. And one day the Spirit of the Lord said, it's not easy to catch a fish. I mean, like, catch fish, you want to catch a fish that's worth mentioning. You know, don't catch a sunfish. That's not fishing, that's playing. A whole day, you know, can't catch anything worth mentioning. Can't even boast about it. That's so embarrassing. And then the Lord said, it's not easy being a fisherman, eh? Imagine if I call you to be a fisher of men. Sometimes it takes you years to win one soul to the Lord. But imagine that one soul, God will leave the 99 behind and find that one lost soul. That's the love of the Father. And when He finds that one soul, He throws a party. There's great rejoicing in heaven. Now, finding that one soul is the prerogative of each one of us. Whenever the Holy Spirit leads us to reach out. Can you imagine the jubilation and the celebration when that one soul comes to the house of the Lord and say, I'm ready to come home, Father. I'm ready. And I pray this new year, when September rolls around, we pray our heart's desires for new families to come into the house of the Lord, people who are committed, people who are waiting to be counted. Count me in, Jesus, count me in. Captain of the host, count me in. I'm a warrior for Jesus. Count me in. Because you sign the dotted lines in blood. I'm signing mine at the bottom too. I'm coming into agreement that I want to be counted for the kingdom of God. And I want to be His ambassador. So, blessings and God peace, joy be upon you.